Well, the normal procedure is that they have to exhaust all internal processes in Zimbabwe in respect of appeals. I'm surprised that they've taken this move, but my latest understanding was that they applied for a court interdict in Zimbabwe to interdict the port trust, not to proceed to shut them down. Pending an appeal, they had lodged with the Minister of ICT. So really, I think they've rushed. And in terms of the appeal process, this is what's supposed to happen. And anything short of that is not proper.
But is this not going to be a lose-lose for Zimbabwe, I mean, in terms of its image outside?
Well, I don't think so. We are still in a very emotional mode, but facts have to be laid bare. Our organization will be hosting a national debate on the matter on Wednesday evening, to give the public an opportunity to hear from the minister and ask questions around that. And I think all interested parties, including the Telecel employees, creditors and subscribers, will also have that opportunity. But what we understand is that with or without the cancellation, we will be understanding also that Vempocom, which is the shareholder, had indicated interest to exit from Telecel.